Hey y'all, welcome back to In Killing Color. Today we're going to talk about a case that I learned about. Today is a case of dating apps. And for this particular case, the dating apps that I'm going to focus on are Grindr, Jacked, period. Okay?
This is homophobia. Homophobia.
Y'all.
Homophobia.
Those are the apps that I'm focusing on because these are the apps where the shenanigans took place. So everybody grab your wine, grab your things, get ready because we about to get into it. So let's get into it.
These are their stories.
So we're going to rewind back to the year 2020, and it is going to take place in Florida. So, you know, the crazy things happen in Florida. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Florida, and we're going to first talk about a man named Bobby Scott Jr. Now, Bobby Scott was a 63-year-old man. Bobby Scott was a general manager at a restaurant called Caribbean Jack's. He was very popular. Everybody loved him. He was a great guy, great manager, great whatever. He had a husband. His husband was named Duck. D-U-C. I think he's Asian. I don't remember what kind, but he's Asian. His name is Duck. Now, Bobby and Duck, don't start.
I was going to say sauce. I'm gonna take that out.
No, you're not.
I wanted to say sauce.
Bobby and Duck were married and had been married for quite a long time. And Bobby and Duck had an open marriage.
Okay, girl.
So let's stop here. Let's rewind back. Let's talk a little bit about Bobby. Bobby's life. Bobby was born in somewhere. I can't remember. This case is off the dome because I'll tell y'all why another day, but it's off the dome. So he was born somewhere in the country where it was just very confined. He had a family, mom, dad, brothers, sisters. He grew up. He went to the military. He got in the military and did all his basic training. And right when he was about to get shipped off, his grandmother passed. And his grandmother, you know, helped him raise, blah, blah, blah. So when she passed, he was like, oh my God, okay, so I'm gonna go home. He went home to help take care of the family and his grandpa, who was up in age. Likely story. So he gets home, meets a lady, they get married, start living life. He's in the hospitality industry still because he was in that his whole life. Meets a lady, they get married, they have some kids. Things go on, blah, blah, blah. He decides, you know what? I don't want to have a wife no more. So they get divorced. Okay? They get divorced. She gets the kids. These things happen. Right after they got divorced, she meets a new man. Okay? She meets a new man. And Bobby says to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spare my children any stress they may have in their life. What I'm going to do is relinquish my parental rights so that you and your new husband can adopt the kids and they can have a normal life. And why are they going to have a normal life? Because at the time Bobby gets divorced, Bobby comes out as a gay man. Okay?
Okay, well, obvious.
So, Bobby leaves, scoots ass, moves to Vermont. He gets to Vermont, lives his life back in the hospitality industry, meets a man. He's able to live in his truth. They get married. They stay married for 10, 11 years. Great loving marriage. Unfortunately, his husband gets cancer, passes on, and Bobby is devastated. Rightfully so. So Bobby's like, you know what? I don't have nothing tying me down. I'm just gonna move somewhere else. He leaves Vermont and moves to Massachusetts. He works at another restaurant where he meets a young bus boy named Duck. Now, Bobby and Duck work together. Bobby's the GM. He's the busboy. And if anybody's in the hospitality industry knows, you're not supposed to date people at work because it always is going to get messy at some type of way. So they get closer, they figured out, and they're like, hey, what the fuck we going to do? Because we trying to be together. So Duck was like, I mean, shit, I'm just a bus boy. I can go somewhere else. Bobby was like, bet. Duck goes and gets a new job somewhere else. Bobby stays where he is, and their relationship continues. They move in together. They're having a lovely fruitful relationship.
Fruit. Homophobia. Okay.
I'm not even about to carry on with him right now because it's going to get worse, and I know it's going to get worse. So at that point, him and Duck are like, you know what? Let's move. Fuck it. So Bobby and Duck pack up their car. They move to Miami, Florida. They're in Miami for a little while, but for Bobby, Miami is just a little bit too fast. So he's like, no, let's find somewhere else. So they end up going to Daytona Beach. It's kind of fast, but a little bit slow, but just the right amount of sass and fast. Sass and fast. Sass and fast. So they get there. Bobby has a job. Duck has his job. They're doing their thing. Life is going great. Life is going great. However, Bobby works the day shift. Duck works overnight. So at some point, Bobby decides that he's not getting enough time in the relationship. You know, when Duck is at home, Bobby's at work. When Bobby's at work, Duck is at home. They don't get time to be intimate, do all these things. Everything else was fine. They would take trips, do these things, but it was just the intimacy aspect was just not enough ultimately for Bobby. So they introduced an open relationship. Both of them agreed. Fine. Duck did what he needed to do. Bobby did what he needed to do. They set up parameters. They set up barriers. They set up these things. This is what needs to happen. This is what cannot happen. They had full access to everybody's everything. So we always knew where the other one was. They could get in each other's phone. They had passwords. They knew everything. It was working out fine. So last forward, next forward, fast forward to the year 2021. Bobby is on his app, which his friends have said that he started using the app a little bit too much. He had got to the point where he was always looking for some type of hookup. Always looking for a hookup. Always.
When?
Always.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
On the prowl for some new meat. Okay?
Homophobic.
Always on the prowl for that new thing. So, it had gotten to the point where Bobby was, you know, going out, doing his thing, come back. It was cool because Duck was aware and they would do whatever they knew. But one day, Bobby did the most. So, Bobby dabbled in drugs sometimes, whatever. So, one night, he goes out, meets somebody, does the drugs, invites this person to his house where him and his husband live while his husband was at work.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
No.
And then the person, they do their thing, and Bobby is high, faded, drunk, passes out. Bobby wakes up. His fucking house had been clinked.
Of course.
With a T.
Of course.
The mopping took place. Okay. They said, Sandman, Apollo, mop.
Mopping is stealing.
Mopping is stealing. So they came. Duck came home and was like, I know you fucking lying. New rule. No menfolk at the house. It's either their place, car, street, corner. I don't give a fuck. Not in my house. Bobby said, all right, cool. So one day, Bobby's on his app as he is every morning, scrolling for his daily dose
of dick.
Mm-hmm. Daily. So around 8:30 in the morning, he's on the app, swipe, matches with someone. Someone's username is big.
Nope.
Black.
Cock.
Cock.
St- Stop. No.
I'm not even joking. Not even joking.
Oh, I hate it here.
Username. I'm just going to say BBC going forward because I don't really like saying the word cock, but still. BBC. So him and BBC are messaging. Bama bam. Boop. Let's meet up. Heard. So Bobby's getting ready to leave the house for the day. He tells Duck, hey, I'm going to go to the gym. And then after I leave the gym, I'm going to go by this guy's house. And then I'm going to be home. Duck said, cool. Do what you got to do. I'll see you when you get home, love. It's the last time Duck ever spoke to or saw Bobby again. So let's get into what happened.
I hate this.
So on the app, he was chatting with BBC. And they were talking about, you know, meeting up, getting boots waxed, whatever, whatever they're going to do, because it is what it is, because that's how wise you here. That's why you here.
Yes.
That's why you're here.
That's what the app is for.
That's what you're here. That's it. You're not looking for a husband. You're not looking for a man. You're looking for
a hole.
Boots.
Stop. Why are we doing this?
Okay. So, next day. The very next day, it's about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Duck's at home, checking his phone. Hey, got no message from Bobby. You know, checking his location. The location is still saying the same place. Maybe he's asleep. I don't know. I ain't trying to be a naggy. So, I don't know. He's not answering. He's not responding. I don't know. So, he leaves it alone for a little bit. Probably about an hour later, he wakes back up and is like... Spidey senses something's not right. So he gets the calling and texting. No response. The location is still showing a single solitary location. It's in the same city that he said he was going to, but it's just sitting there in the location. So he's like, what's happening? So he starts to call. And after calling like 40, 50 times, hello? Somebody answers the phone. It's a woman. So Duck is like, hey, where's my man? And she's like, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, why do you have my husband's phone? She says, well, I was actually walking down the street and looked in a bush and found this phone over here. And it was ringing and I picked it up because I figured whoever lost it was probably looking for it. So he says, so you don't know a man named Bobby? She's like, no. He said, stay right where you at. Hung up. So at this point, he calls the cops. Because, like, at this point, he knows something is incorrect. Something's not right. So he's calling the police. And he's like, hey, listen. You know, my husband has been missing since about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. You know, he did tell me where he was going. You know, we do have an open marriage. And he just, this is not normal. He's never done this before. And the cops are like, cops give the immediate side eye, like, are you sure you're not overreacting? Like, what's tea, sis? What are you doing? He's like, no, I know my man, and this is not normal. And so the cops are kind of giving him the runaround. He's like, listen, okay. They're like, just go home. We got the number. We'll try to track the phone. We'll do what we can. So Bobby's like, Duck is like, okay, you know, you can't do but so much. So later on that night, it's still very late at night. He decides to continue tracking the phone, but he's tired of sitting there playing dumb. So Duck hops in his car, skirt, scoots on up and follows to where the phone is. He calls the phone. The girl answers the phone. He's like, where are you? He gets to where she is, gets the phone, and looks around. There's no Bobby. There's no Bobby's fancy car. It's just woods. It's nothing. Nothing. So he's like, yeah, okay. All right. So he calls the cops back. Hey, I got my man's phone. It's not with him. What are we going to do? Because his phone had a wallet attached to the back of it. And his ID and his wallet and his debit card was not in the wallet. Everything else was there. So he's like, So the cops were like, you know, do you just think that maybe he just needed some time by himself? Like, he just needed to blow off some steam? Did you guys have a fight?
Police officers are worthless. Like, what are you here for? You know, let me not even start. Go ahead.
So they're like, you know, maybe he's just, maybe you're over. Basically, they made him seem like he was overreacting And maybe Bobby just needed some time by himself to do what he was doing. And he's like, no, that's not my man. We don't do that. So in my head, I'm thinking the cops are not, they don't know the dynamics of their relationship. So they don't know what is appropriate and what's not appropriate and what usually happens in this thing. I understand that part. But if somebody comes to you and tells you their partner is missing, I have his phone in my hand and his hand is not connected to said phone. Where's my man? Okay. So he goes home. The cops are like, we'll track it. We'll give us his license plate number. We'll start. So he gets home. They call his homeboy over. His homeboy gets to Duck's house and they're just talking. They're like, you know what? He does have a new type of a BMW. Let's fucking track it. So they call the company. Hey, I need this vehicle tracked, because his name was on the account too. Mm-hmm. I need this vehicle tracked. So they give tracking locations for this car, and it's all in the same area of where he was supposed to be. And it doesn't give you active tracking. It's just here for a paper printout. So he's like, okay. So he takes that information, goes back to the police. Hey, I called OnStar. This is what we have. This is what they gave us. They're like, okay, great. So what we're going to do.
Why didn't they do it in the first place? I said, I'm not going to do it. No, keep going. Don't even pause, because I'm not doing this.
So he takes that information to the cops, something that they should have done. They're like, what we can do, we can track the license plate via the traffic cams and see. Okay. So the cops do the thing with the license plate. They kind of get all of these things as well. But it's a little more precise. It's actual videos. So they see the car. So they're like, okay. So Duck was like, so what y'all about to do? They're like, he's like, can you set up a sting or call a cop by, pull the car over, do something. So they're like, okay. We'll pull the car over. So Doug goes home. The police get on their good foot, like they should have already been doing. They get on their good foot and go to where the car is, because they got an active track on it now with the license plate. So they pull the car over. Whoop, whoop. Pull over. Knock on the window. Window rolls down. Ding. Police are like, what's your name? Is your name Bobby Scott? He's like, nah. Well, fuck is your name? My name is Michael Harris Jr. Okay. Now, here's where that's a gag. Because Bobby Scott is a 63-year-old white man. Balding white man with tattoo and glasses. Michael Harris is a 20-year-old black man, aka BBC. So the cops are like, why do you have this car? Because it was a brand new BMW. Duck had made it blatantly clear. Bobby never let nobody drive that car, not even him. So they're like, what are you doing with this car? He was like, oh, this is my friend's car. He let me drive it. What do you mean? So this is what Mike tells the police. Tells the police that he met a man at the gas station, is what he said. Met a man at the gas station. Him and the guy got in the car. They were hanging out, chopping it up, whatever. And him and the man decided to ride to Orlando to go party.
Yeah.
So they go to Orlando to party. When they get to where they're going in Orlando, because Bobby's driving, he's in the passenger seat, they pull up in an apartment complex, they see another car pull in, and the way Mike described it was a sketchy-looking black man that got out of another luxury vehicle, and Mike was like, oh, I'm not comfortable being here, I think we should go, but he says, Bobby told him, I ain't going nowhere, I came down here, I'm about to party, you can go. And Mike was like, oh, I don't want to do that. He was like, no, you can go. I'm going to stay here. You can take my car. I'll find my way to come get you. I know where you have your address. I know where you live, because he does. And he says that's the last time he talked to Bobby. Left him in a parking lot with a sketchy black man in Orlando when he was in Daytona. Okay. So at this point, the cops are like, they don't really have any, they can't really say anything. Because it's like, es posible. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, go ahead about your way, Mike. Go on. Drives off in the car. So, they get back to the police station. They call Duck in and they tell Duck what they found. Duck's like, who in the goddamn hell is Mike Harris? Who is that? Who? Okay. So, of course, they have Bobby's phone. So, they decide to, let's look through the phone. Let's see. Let's just see because he has open access. They go in the app. They see the messages between Mike, some other people, and Bobby. He sees the messages and then he sees where the messages stop. Then he goes to check text messages and he sees where the messages go from phone to text. Okay, it's literally setting up a date. Nothing unusual for them setting up the date. So he's like, you know, but at this point, nobody actually knows the name of the person Bobby was going to meet. He just said he was going to meet a guy. On his online profile, there was no name. It was just BBC. In the phone, it didn't have a name. It also had BBC. So, you know what he was going to see. What he was going to get. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at it, Mike.
Oh, gosh.
So, okay. They're here. They have this information. So, now, in my head, I'm not even a cop, but in my head, it's giving, okay, time to cross-reference. Number reverse profile check, but they can't do that because it's Bobby's private phone. So they have to get a warrant to be able to pull the phone records from Bobby's phone. Okay. So while they're doing all this, the police on the other end are trying to still paint it out as Bobby was out here, just out here down bad, out here wilding out. Because he had a history of meeting men and a past history use of drugs and things like that. They're trying to make it seem like, you know what? Maybe he just went on a bender, got low on your ass. And Duck is like, no.
Right.
No. Like, maybe he will indulge in drugs. He don't do drugs in front of me, but I know what he looked like when he high.
Right.
So, you're not about to tell me what's what. So, the cops get the warrant back. They go through Bobby's phone, pull out the records for the app. They get a name. They reverse search the name in the database and it comes back from his phone to 20-year-old Michael Harris. And while they're looking at Michael Harris, they look into Michael Harris's background. Come to find out, Mike is a known Jack Boy around the town.
Mm.
Do we all know what Jack Boy means? You know?
I'm assuming he's like the girls on Jack just know that he's a pass around. That's what I'm guessing. Oh, I guess not.
No.
Okay, what is it?
It makes sense.
I mean, we talking about Jack and shit, so that's what I thought. I don't know, you just pass him around. You know, the girls in the neighborhood, we know, oh, that's my girl, you know. He's just a hole.
I mean, yes.
Okay.
He was one of those.
Okay.
He was a pass around, but however, Jack Boy means he jacks people for their cars.
Oh.
He's a robber.
Okay.
He's a thief.
Please do not tell me.
So.
That this is all for a car.
You know, your intuition is just...
Get me out of here.
Spidery sense. But that's let's just... We're gonna ranch back around and get to it. So, once they pull the information for the app and they get into it, they find out that the person that was on the phone and BBC are the same person. So, at which point, the person they are looking for that last saw Bobby was Mike Harris Sr. So, now, let's find Mike. Let's find Mike now. So, they get to the house... Track the car again. The car is sitting literally parked in Mike's apartment complex driveway. Posted like it's supposed to be there. Like it's supposed to be there. Okay. So the police are like, we got to figure out a way to get him out the house, get him arrested. Because we can't just be like, you got to come out. Because they don't be working like that. So they said they did get a warrant, but it was for a DNA test. Because they went and picked up the car and took it back to impound. They impounded the car before they arrested him. They got in the car, and when they looked in the car, of course there was blood in the car. there was blood on the handlebar in the like the side handle door. There was like broken beer bottle shards on the floor with blood on it. The back hatch where the trunk was had fingerprints and blood. So at some point they knew a struggle took place in this car. So they got the car to do this. Like, okay, so this is how we're going to get him in here. We're going to tell him we need a DNA test to test between the blood in the car and him to clear him of any charges. So he goes to the house, boom, 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 knocking the door. Mike not answering the door. He's there, but he don't want to answer the door. And he's talking to them through the door like, I can't come out. What y'all want? What y'all want?
Like, and, come outside. We not going to jump you.
Come outside, girl. We not going to jump you. So, indeed, in fact, they did jump him. But, so.
He had it coming.
They open. He gets the door, cracks it. And they're like, yeah, we just need you to come to the police station with us real quick because we need to get a DNA test from you just to clear you of any charges. And he's like, is that it? They're like, yeah, you know, just come do it real quick. And then once you're done, you can go. He's 20 years old. He's not a proper criminal, obviously. So he's like, okay, as soon as they get out the door.
Bracelets. Claire's.
It's giving Miranda. Okay. Yeah. Miranda. As soon as you hit the door, Miranda, let's go. Let's go. So we're downtown, right? So they get downtown. But the fact of the matter is, Mike has never said to the cops, hey, I met Bobby Scott on this app. He's never said that. He said he met him at the gas station. So that's why he wasn't really in the throes of any information. So when he gets there, they're like, listen, tell me what happened.
Tell me what happened.
So he's like, oh my God, okay, okay. So he says, yes, I met him on the app. We met, we said we're going to make a date, whatever. It was just supposed to be a date. That's all it's supposed to be. But when he pulled up and he saw the car, he said, fuck that date. I want the car. Because as a, in your head as a jack boy, if you see something, you see a smooth lick on the way, jack boys in your nature, you're going to do what you got to do. So instead of him going on the date with Bobby, he got in the car with Bobby and they were driving off because they were going to hook up. So they're driving down the road to an area, but you know, Bobby is not from that same little area where he's from. So he's like, he doesn't really know where to go. Mike's like, go that way, go over there. So they end up in a wooded area, right? So when they get to the wooded area, they're like kind of messing around or whatever. And then Mike's like, yeah, no. Give me the car. Bobby's like, bitch, no. No. A fight ensues. Bah, 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 bah. There's a beer bottle in the car. Mike takes the bottle, yank. Cracks Bobby over the head. They keep fighting or whatever. Maybe Mike's getting the best of him, but, you know, Bobby was a gym rat, so I don't know. But either way, Bobby ended up getting out of the car. And when he got out of the car, a lot of his clothes were falling off because he was probably ready to get, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Yeah. So some of his clothes was not on. So he's literally running for his life in the woods.
I hate this.
Trying to get away from this man, this child.
Right.
Trying to get away from this child. And it seems like he ran into a barbed wire fence. And when he ran into the fence, he got stuck. Cut up, and fell on the floor. Whole time, he's butt naked at this point. So, Mike is like, well, I can't let this man sit like this because he saw my face. Like, he's going to tell him, and I'm going to jail. So, he looks around for the nearest thing. He sees a log. He takes the log and starts bashing him in his head. To the point where Bobby was unrecognizable. Hits him one last time, leaves the actual log on his head, jets off in his car, and is driving around like nothing happened.
Girl.
Just gone. For a full day, he's riding around this man's car. And the husband is tracking the location. He sees the car moving. And he's like, well, maybe, you know, maybe he is. But the whole time, it was not his man. His man was in the woods.
This is why I'd be stressed out, man. This is
like,
it's crazy.
So once they get that information from him, Of course he gets locked up. Of course you're going to jail. Of course you're finna get charged because the blood on you matches the blood in the car, matches the blood on the shards, matches the blood on the log. Yours. You're caught. So, goes to jail. Gets in there. Trial starts. Of course they want to bring up Michael's background of how he grew up. He grew up dysfunctional family, of course. Molestation background. Family didn't believe him. So, you know, repression. Understand, heard. I get it. So they try to use that as a defense for, what is my favorite word on this show?
Temporary insanity.
The other word. Diminished capacity. Diminished capacity. And the judge was like, diminish these nuts. No. No. Okay? No. So after a couple months trial, the jury could not decide if they wanted to charge him with second degree murder or first. And they ended up with a hung jury, therefore with a mistrial. M-I-S-S, miss period trial, mistrial. So, you know, I always have something to say about first and second degree murder. In this instance, I feel like there was a clear no first degree because it was not premeditated, in my opinion. So the judge is like, all right, so what are we going to do? Because we have to have another trial. This man did this. We have to charge him. What can we do? Because we don't want Bobby's family to have to go through all this again, go through their trial. Because, you know, during the trial, they show the pictures. They show everything. So they're seeing their loved one out on the ground, dead, boots. Just a lot. So the judge is like, what can we do? This is what we're going to do. We're going to send a plea deal to his lawyer and see if he'll accept the plea deal. And then if he does, he can just go to jail. Because he's going to jail. The amount of time is the question, but he's going to jail. So, the judge sends a plea deal. You say that you did this, a second degree murder charge. Take it. He was like, you know, I don't know. But then he was like, okay, I'm gonna take it. So he took the plea deal. So that negates the next trial. So the family doesn't have to go through that. Now for sentencing, it was like, The prosecution. I'd be like,
which one?
For against. The prosecution wanted 50 years. So if he got out of jail, he would be 70. But the judge gave him 45.
What's the difference? He gonna die in anyway.
He got 45 years. So now he's in jail. 45 years.
Stupid.
For killing a man for having a nice car.
Over a fucking car, bro.
And this was something that he was known for doing on that app. He would set up profiles with no picture with a particular type of name to bring in certain type of men folk to rob them, blackmail them, and things like that. But it never got to the point of a murder. This was the first time he had actually, like, first time he murdered somebody. This is the first time it went so far, stupid. As far as murder.
Just stupid, man.
But you ruined your whole life. Like, nobody knew you was a jack boy. You could have just stayed on the app, stole, robbed, steal and rob.
Man.
But now you are a steal, rob, murderer. You're a true definition of felon.
That's insane, man.
But for me, let me look at the camera at this point. But for me, the gaggiest part about all of this, Mike was not cute at all. At all.
I can't.
One more time, just so y'all can really understand and look at me. At
all.
All. O-I-L-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z at alls. So that's why his profile didn't have no picture.
Child.
But he may have had a picture of the BBC, and that probably is what drew those people in there. Because he may have had that. Because you got 45 years, and you, at the time when he was charged, by the time all the case ended up, he was 21 years old.
Yeah, man, it's over.
So.
It's over for you.
You'll be mid-60s. Your kids will be grown. Your parents will probably not be here any longer.
Probably, girl.
At this, because I don't know how old his mom and them was. But like, so now.
It's curtains for you.
What you gonna do? Let's say he makes that 45 years. Let's say. Because people have made it in jail that long. What if he makes it to 45 years and gets out? What you going to do?
Be terrified. Because if you, think about, think about 80, 90. Think about if you were a person, you went to prison when we were born. You and I, around our, you was in there for, almost 40 years, right? And you come out of prison now. You went in then, in the 80s, and you come out now.
Cell phone. Huh?
Not even just that. It's literally life. Everything.
The air.
Everything.
The particles.
All of it.
So, that's kind of like Shawshank. You remember when that old man got out of Shawshank, and he was in Shawshank for like 40-something years, and he got out, and he was mad old. They took him to like a halfway house, and he couldn't understand nothing, because it was like, when he went in, it was like the 40s. When he got out, it was like the 80s, and he ended up unaliving himself.
Or they just want to go back because it's,
Yeah, just go back to jail, but he offed himself,
Well, I don't really care what homie does with himself, because all of this was absolutely unnecessary. You could have just got your nut off and kept it moving. You could have, all this for a car,
you might have could have got a little, coin.
For a car, bro?
A car that you can't even fully drive all the time, because it's actually not yours, and it would have been reported missing eventually. So what you thought you was going to do? You get the high side for 24 hours in a BMW, and now you in jail for 45 years.
Now imagine, you come out, if he does come out of jail, right, in 45 years, and, why were you in there for so long? I tried to steal this. And mind you, at this point, it's fucking...
It's giving Jetsons.
It's 30. It's the year 3024 at this point. Huh?
It's Jetsons.
So you come out. Yeah, I stole a 2022 BMW. Bitch, wait.
A who?
A what?
Is that a Camry?
Did it have wheels? Did they still use gas for that?
Gas. What? Oh my god.
It's going to be giving that, Just die in there, bro. Just die in there, because I don't feel bad. This is fucking stupid, man. Come on, man. You ain't had to do that to that man.
The decisions that people make in the heat of passion always come back to bite you in the ass. Yeah. Risk is not worth the reward, sir. Yeah. It's never worth the reward. But
steal a car, girl.
In the words of Glorilla, at the end of the day, it's gonna be the next day.
That's not what she said.
Yes, it is.
She said
it was something like that. What she said? That's what I say.
She
but what
said,
she say?
At the end of the day got to end. That's what she said.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Mine sound better anyway.
At the end of the day,
it's the next day,
motherfucking day, girl.
But that is true though, right? Because at the end of the day, it's the next fucking day. The day did end, but it's actually the next day. Y'all, anyway, never mind. We done talking about Mike. I hate that happened to Bobby. I really do, because it was not necessary. He was just trying to get a little BBC and live his life, and it didn't work out for him, and I'm so sorry. I hate that for you.
Yeah.
Because it was highly unnecessary.
Extremely.
It was just unnecessary. So... Yeah. Somebody get enough BBC in jail. I don't know who it is, but...
Ugh, girl. Close this show, child.
Y'all, anyway. I need y'all to make sure you stay tuned, because like I've been saying, for the last 2.5 weeks, things are thinging on this side of the world in Killing Color. If you're not a part of the Unalive tribe, you're going to be mad about it. Later, I'm telling you now. Get into this mug. Remember what she looks like, because when you see it for real, you will gag. Anyway, make sure y'all follow me on all social media at In Killing Color. all social media and listen to me on your favorite platforms. It is Apple Music, Spotify, Google until they go away. And then I'm now on iHeartRadio too. Okay? So, love y'all. Talk to y'all next time. Bye.